passengers packed Charlotte's Lynx Blue Line trains Friday morning as service opened to the public on the 9-mile extension from Uptown to UNC Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
4, 3, 2, 1, let's ride!
A crowd counted down as the first full train of riders arrived at 9th Street Station, and Mayor Vi Lyles and other city officials cut a ribbon to mark the opening. People cheered as confetti sprayed across the platform. One of the first off the train was Charlotte Area Transit System CEO John Lewis.
How was the ride, John?
It was fantastic. It was real good. This ride, even though I've done it probably 10 times, this was the best one. Actually picking up passengers and feeling the excitement and watching the passengers' excitement really was special.
Lewis oversaw the 5-year, $1.2 billion expansion. It doubles the length of the Blue Line, which now reaches from I-485 in South Charlotte to the University in Northeast Charlotte. The festivities at 9th Street followed two other ribbon cuttings moments earlier, first at UNC Charlotte Main Station and then at 36th Street in the North Davidson Street area. Those first riders included city leaders, students, transit fans, and business people, as well as those who just wanted to be a part of city history, like UNCC junior Jeremy Williams.
It was smooth. It was a smooth ride. It was nice, yeah.
Why did you come out today?
I came out because I'm a Charlotte student, and I just wanted to be one of the first to ride.
Williams says he already rides the Blue Line South segment. With the link to the university, he says his life just got easier.
Well, I don't have a car, so it'll be pretty nice to have this.
Mayor Lyles spoke after the first train arrived at 9th Street, telling the crowd it was a moment worth celebrating. Lyles said the extension will give people another option for getting to work and school and help break down one of the barriers to economic mobility.
So think about this downtown development, the connections that we now have in North and South. Think about the connections that we have with our educational systems, our universities, our school systems, and how we can connect jobs and what we can do.
For Carolina Diaz of Concord, opening day was just a chance to get a feel for where the new train goes. She was riding with her family from uptown back to NoDa.
Today we make history in Charlotte, and we are all excited to be able to enjoy public transportation. So I think it makes the city more accessible.
There's more work ahead. The system's long-range plan calls for another light rail line from uptown to West Charlotte and the airport area, one that runs down Independence Boulevard to Matthews, and a commuter train to the Lake Norman area. The southern segment of the Blue Line has been open since 2007. With the opening of the extension, trains now will run more frequently at rush hour, every 7 or 8 minutes instead of every 10 minutes. Fares are unchanged, $2.20 for a one-way ride, $4.40 round trip. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.